USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency chief says his experts are staying put after they reached Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Thursday in the middle of a war. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for bombs exploding near the multi-reactor facility. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on CNN admitted it's alarming but not surprising that young students are struggling big time with math and reading in America's public schools.
That is very alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not surprising, keeping in mind a year and a half ago, over half of our schools were not open for full-time learning. The first thing we did when we got in is ensure that our schools are open for in-person learning.
Extreme heat temperatures will dominate the southwest and western United States for the next 4 to 5 days. Always take water with you when traveling the area. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A wildfire came to life in the rolling hills of northwestern Los Angeles County, belching smoke and flames amid triple-digit heat temperatures that forced officials to call for voluntary energy conservation. In less than 24 hours, the Rout Fire charred more than 5,000 acres near Cass State, California. That's about a 40-minute drive northwest of downtown L.A. It was 27% contained around 7:30 p.m. Pacific last night. The freshwater woes in Mississippi after monsoons flooded the area last week is nothing new for the failing system.
For at least the third time in a dozen years, portable toilets are parked outside the ornate Mississippi Capitol because Jackson's water system is in crisis. The big gotta-go trailer is just one example of the city's desperation. Many homes, businesses, and government offices have had little or no running water this week, forcing people to wait in long lines for drinking water or water to flush toilets. From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Today is VJ Day. It stands for Victory Over Japan Day, commemorating a shift in the Second World War in favor of the Allies. After years of demand, Twitter on Thursday announced it will soon begin letting users test out an edit button. The feature is now being tested internally, and in the coming weeks it will become available for testing to a select group of Twitter users for a nominal fee. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, remains optimistic Republicans and Democrats will come together to reject China's Fufang from purchasing 370 acres of North Dakota farmland. Strategically, it's 12 miles from a high-level Air Force base, is the concern.
So the land purchase, I think, has already taken place. What's at stake, of course, is that Fufang, as you pointed out, whose leader, whose chairman, is a very active member of the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, they once labeled this person as a model laborer. That company wants to build this corn milling facility 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So there are really a couple of things, if not more, here. The first one is that China has increasingly purchased up food supply chains in the United States. I mean, they already have a significant amount of the meat processing market in the United States.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.